the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville, Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy. Without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the Pearlies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's get to it, baby. We got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, a whole lot going on. Yeah. To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Teague. How you what, man?
Chilling. I don't even know if these came out in the 90s. I mean, the 9s did, but this colorway, I just grabbed them, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. They was about to dough.
Those are the only cool grays I really like.
For real?
Yeah, like, I got the 4s and 3s, but I actually like those.
I like the 11s, though.
They look fire until you wear them. It's just like the first time you wear them, they dimmer like white forces. That gray get dirty, you can't clean that shoe, bro. You cannot clean gray suede at all.
Yeah, 2002. It's hard.
2002? Damn, missed
it. He's outside the 90s.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all shop Club 522 for the merch.
Oh, he's on
get
it.
Shopclub520.com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, good job, Mike.
Shop Club 520. Freaky Mike. Shop Club 520. He is the shipper.
.com.
He is the shipper and the handler. So if you don't get your shit on time, he will be refunding you on his personal account.
Bullshit. Facts. And Mike came in here smelling like roast.
Hey, let's talk about it. We came in, you know what I'm saying? We want to get the people they wanted. And we thought Mike had ordered breakfast for the gang the whole time. This nigga was being beheaded today.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? This nigga smelled like a Nigerian bathroom. Fuck going on, man.
Well, y'all
does that come with or without a toilet?
Y'all called a last minute pod. I was in the middle of cooking as y'all called me. So, shout out to all my Nigerians.
Nah, for sure.
Somebody told me I had a greater hair like that the other day. I was pissed.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That motherfucker send me Wayne some,
excuse me?
That motherfucker send me some new motherfucking shampoo and conditioner.
Wait, somebody sent you a link? Hey, that's crazy.
They sent it to, they gave it to me. Like, nigga, you got Nigerian here. Here.
We just fuck with y'all, man. We love all the Nigeria. I'm a real Afro B King, but that nigga Mike out of pocket today.
I did my ancestry though, but I was like,
yeah, what's your percentage?
It was like 68 or some shit. Like,
damn.
So I was like, really Nigeria on some real shit. They really need to tap in. Let me play on y'all team. Other than that, what's up, dog?
Damn, now you Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Hell nah. 68% is hotter than a bitch.
I know. I was like, damn.
You didn't stand a chance with
me. I'm real African.
You were supposed to work at the Walmart on Lafayette Road.
I work at the Meijer.
They already hate Americans. Let's stop, man.
Okay.
Hey, man. Friday was a crazy-ass day. We had great basketball. NCAA tournament going crazy.
Go Cats.
Go the fuck home where y'all belong. Hey, man. The Future album dropped. Niggas was just excited for a Future album.
Fact.
We didn't know we was about to get all this, bro.
Mm.
We didn't know he was about to get all this. Before we even get to that, do y'all fuck with the album?
I do.
I fuck. Hey.
Metro!
Hey, Metro production is crazy on every single song. No. You don't even got to listen to what Future talking about. And the whip, that bitch slaps.
Mm-hmm.
But the first song I heard was like that. And I was like, damn, Kendrick Lamar really don't give a fuck about these niggas. And I love it.
The first thing I thought of was like, whose side is BH and all?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I'm Future Hendrix to the death. But I just feel like Kendrick killed shit. Don't get it fucked up. He did, but I just think like he can't, like my niggas was saying in our family chat, like he can't come out, drop some shit, and then be on the shit he be on his regular album. Like, lace us with that pause and then come out with a Good Kid, Mad City type album.
No.
He ain't on that.
Yeah, but you are though. You are, though. You coming out talking shit. You hopped on a crazy beat. You went nuts.
We never thought we would hear Kendrick Lamar on a fucking Metro Boomin.
Yeah, like, because I'm like, you can't say really you the best and you ain't coming out like them.
But I can say I'm the best because I know if I say something about y'all ain't going to say nothing back. They would.
I'm saying I'm the best because I know y'all can't rap better than me.
So Kendrick raps better than J. Cole.
Like bars.
He don't make better music than but
I like J. Cole music better, but if you just say rap.
Rapping.
Kendrick Lamar probably rap better than J. Cole. Like,
okay.
Like a battle rap?
Ooh. Like on this, on the type of time he on now, yeah. Do y'all think either one of them motherfuckers can come back? And...
Nah, anytime.
I think Cole can for sure.
Anytime Kendrick do a battle rap, he like kill everybody. Like nobody ever respond. Like, what was the other song he went crazy on?
Yeah,
yeah, like nobody ever
said. Hey, shout out to my nigga Big Crit, but
Crit
he just
killed it.
He just
he did.
He just clocked
like,
out of Amazon.
Nah, Crit still
just
going.
Scott, my nigga, man. Fuck with Big Crit, bro.
Crit still going, bro. Matter of fact, I'm gonna listen to Big Crit when Lee here.
Crit got slaps.
Nah, I just think Kendrick gotta give us an album, bro. Give us an album.
But also, I agree to that point, but my counter to that is I can't get mad at him if he say that to these niggas and they don't write back at him. All right, then I'm going back to do my RC shit because y'all clearly don't want smoke. So I gave y'all a chance. Niggas,
so niggas got a certain time to respond. Oh, it ain't respected.
They on the clock right now.
It's on the clock. Yeah,
they on the clock.
Damn, y'all
they
doing right, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They on the clock.
I don't care if you're on tour, bro. I don't care.
And y'all on tour together.
Cole ain't on the tour no more.
Nah, he's definitely on tour because he prepared for his tour.
He done now.
Oh, he off?
Wayne is supposed to be doing his spot dates and then Dirk is too. That tour is kind of weird, too, that people don't talk about. That wasn't really a full tour. J. Cole was supposed to do a majority of that tour, and he's done, like, every couple of them bitches. But he got Dreamville Fest next week, so.
Yeah. Damn, that's his next week? I was supposed to go.
I thought he was going to drop his album before it, too. I really thought the Cole was going to drop an album before it. Because that little snippet that he been dropping, he been talking shit. So I'm sure niggas saw that.
He probably had to go back to the lab. Oh, we need one more song. This thing got me fucked up.
See, he gonna respond.
How do y'all rank them though? Them three.
Ooh.
As we just saying, rapping, or you saying like artists, like
I mean, you know, everybody got Drake, the charts, all that shit. I'm just saying like rapping. Is Drake last on that list?
Yeah, for sure.
When they talking about just straight rapping.
Yeah, for sure.
Last one.
Now I think the one thing that people don't like acknowledging is that. And I asked him the Joe Budden podcast broken down like the perfect way I've ever thought it and then said out loud. Drake being the biggest star is something that people have to respect, because being a star is something that actually takes time and energy. It is a talent. As much as people don't want to acknowledge it, like LeBron being a star is a fucking talent. You can't knock that. You have to do what it takes to be on that pedestal. I know sometimes it's corny, sometimes it's cliche, and we don't like it, but it does take an amount of talent to be able to do that. Everybody don't have that shit. But when it comes to them three rapping, yeah, Drake is last, for sure.
I was just saying, because Drake shit, when he did that to Meek Mill, was like legendary.
Yeah, bro.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if either one of them got some shit like that. Because that shit was being played in the club.
He can't do that to them.
He can't. It's different bars, it's different levels.
You can't do that. He can't do that to Kendrick.
He didn't know it's Pusha T.
Yeah, you can't do that. Nah. Can't do that.
You know what I'm interested about? Because I feel like, regardless of if Drake responds back to Kendrick, he got to respond back to Future. And that's one thing that people keep missing in this whole situation. They threw him a crazy lob to go at him on that.
Yeah.
So it's about a girl.
It's always about money or a girl.
So who y'all think is out of pocket? Who y'all think started being petty?
On the first song, Future, you could kind of hear him talking about it. Like, he say, like, you something about a friend.
No, yeah.
It's all over you.
I'm just saying, who y'all think started being petty first between Future and Drake?
Come on, man. You know,
who you think was tripping off? Because both of them probably tender.
Drake.
It was probably Drake, bro.
If history, y'all gonna give it to Drake.
If history Future, shows, it's probably Drake.
Future that scraped one of mine. You know what I mean? It took her up top. So, one of my, my previous relationships before I was. You know what I'm saying? So I know how
shout
he
out
was.
To Gabe.
Just say it. It happened.
We don't trust you. We don't.
It happened. So I know he a shooter.
Who's Oh, he's Steph Curry.
Then. Drake.
DC Drake sniper. Is a sniper, yeah, though, y'all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he out the trunk with it.
Boy, like.
Future, he broad daylight.
Nah, for sure. No, man.
Drake is known for dirty macking. Like, we don't have to act like he's known for dirty macking.
Yeah.
But I feel like that Metro and Drake situation was kind of probably the biggest issue with that. And Future seen both sides of both hands of what happened, so. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more to that Drake Metro beef, because they was going at it for a little minute. They little shit online and stuff, and we didn't know what it was about. But also, we hadn't seen Future and Drake do songs, and Drake been making music.
Shout out my nigga 21 Savage, too, man. He in the middle of all this dumb shit. I hate that.
I think he took advantage of
He really got to pick us up.
No, he don't. He took advantage of a great opportunity.
Facts.
Oh, y'all niggas not getting along? You gonna do this album with me, nigga? Oh, cool. Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping. Run it up. I ain't got shit to do with this. Metro my nigga anyway.
Yeah, facts.
Man, I would just love to see the core. I hate messy shit, but I always just want to know, like, who really got shit cracking? Like, this who's bitch really the ass nigga hit my bitch? Crazy.
That's funny.
But pillow talking, if y'all hitting the same chick, is crazy. Especially niggas of that type of statue, it's going to get said.
Hitting the same chick when you, them two, it's crazy to me.
But I just think it's like.
She got to feel great.
No, for sure. But I'm saying on the entertainment side, I think they only have a select few for real, bro. It's only certain girls that get in the clubs and around.
No.
Niggas don't have access to.
You ever been on Instagram?
I know that, bro. But it's like when that girl, say Drake bring that girl to the party and Future there, whoever there, it's a fat party. Motherfucker, like, she might be the hardest thing in there. Niggas is shooting they shot, bro.
I heard
a lot of these girls getting bodies.
I got 60 naked bitches. No exaggeration.
Go, boy.
I believe.
Come on, bro. Yeah, it's too many.
And Drake girls, they about to talk about your body is tea.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a crazy
I'm
deal.
I'm with Future on this one.
Yeah, he
said that's a wild deal.
That's a sick deal.
I don't take up a Drake, but get off my nigga. Your body is tea is crazy.
That's a wild shot.
I don't even know what she's supposed to say after that. But I'm saying, though, bro, it really be slim pickings, bro.
No, it's not, bro. But niggas make it slim pickings.
I'm saying, you got to think, that's why niggas be having the same baby mama.
Nah. Like, I was listening to Mason them. It's more like people be fans. Like, if you being for real. Like,
yeah.
Damn, that's old buddy girl. I'm about to snipe old buddy girl.
Yeah.
That's how that be happening.
It's more efficient to see, for sure. I'm saying who they want to choose. It's like, damn. She fuck with him. Let me shoot my shot, too.
Yeah, it's more of that. Like, oh, that's old buddy girl. I'm going to grab her. Because you got to think about all the girls in the world, bro. Man, and they the most famous people in the world. They can have...
No, they can have anybody. Anything they want, but it's like... I don't know, bro. I just be thinking it'd be the and same girls everywhere, bro.
You can build one.
The starter kit is real.
All you got to do is go catch a... You can go wherever you want in the countries. Find you a pretty girl and you can...
Definitely Build-A-Bear machine.
I'll wait for you to say. I'll try to throw you the lie.
Nah, for sure. Anybody.
Anytime you throw a lie, you got to say Metro now.
Anybody under the right metrics can be thrown through the Amazon machine, for sure. But what I'm saying is, I don't think niggas is out here. It's like, what's available right now? You want to build up who you got on the tuck.
But you gotta have your scouting team. Kid. You gotta have your scouting team to the T, bro. Your assistant coaches, that's when they step in, bro.
Metro!
Hey.
Assistant coaches are important.
Very important, bro. They're there for the day to day.
Part of the game.
Nah, I just think girls run in packs, though, for real, bro.
They do.
They run in packs, bro. Y'all see the same girls, bro. You're gonna see the same girls in every city for the most part, bro. That's how I look at it. It'd be a bunch of bad bitches in the concerts, but niggas ain't looking in the nosebleed. Bitches up there touching the jerseys. You ain't really looking.
Man, you got a hell of a eye if you up there. Listen, man. They got Instagram. It ain't... They can touch...
Okay. I respect it. The ooh, shit.
Metro?
That D-Wade, LeBron, when they got feature in Metro now, is even better now.
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, that's hard.
That's hard.
I'm just laughing because they did the Rolling Loud set, and Travis Scott was like, hey, play that shit. Play that.
Travis Scott, he with the shit.
He knew.
He with the shit.
He knew. Yeah. And right. Then niggas was just like, I didn't know that Kendrick verse was on there. All right, everybody's lying.
Did he pick a side then, Travis? Because I thought he fucked with Drake.
Oh, Travis picked a side.
Oh, so he with Metro!
Yeah, he picked a side. He so, definitely picked a side.
So you with Future.
All day. Yeah, it wasn't a question.
Call my nigga, but I'm rolling with Future on this. Call got to do
so
it.
So y'all with Ja Morant.
Ja Morant added himself to this conversation. He ain't got shit to do right now.
Shout out to Ja.
Ja's the real Future.
You can't wait to gritty to this shit.
My nigga's the real Future Hendrix.
At the league.
The real AAU team is on the way. Let's go 12. No Mike Daddy, for sure.
And damn. Y'all know Mike Daddy's the feds. So listen.
Shout out to Big Mike back. Let him do you like that, OG. That's my nigga.
Lock Jeff Cousin up.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Put my man behind bars.
Now we fired with the lineage.
Free cuz.
Snitching ass seed over there.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Metro. Hey, man, Mike been cooking up more. Leave my nigga alone, man.
Come on, man. I'm coming here smelling too, like this.
Really came in like White Castles, nigga.
My mom said, what the fuck?
I looked at him like, do you got White Castles? I said, what the fuck? Somebody left some shit here. Metro!
Oh, shit, man. We can move on.
Hey, but Friday. Hey, man, Kentucky. I don't want to hear no more. Mookie, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Dark Kyle Party. I love the way you get people paid. It's time for a conversation, bro. Fuck that Lifetime deal. He got
to
go, bro.
Keep trying to fire my nigga Calipari,
bro. Bro, he's out of pocket, bro.
For what?
He keeps losing in the NCAA tournament, bro. That's a problem. You can't keep losing bro. The first round, bro.
What's more important, getting people to the league or the NCAA tournament?
Getting people to the league. But to Kentucky boosters and Kentucky alum, they can't give a fuck about that tournament.
He gave him one.
Yeah, bro.
He gave him one chip.
Ooh. So that's it? That's all you need
all
is
you
one?
All you got to do is one, you solidify.
He stamped, bro.
I'm rolling. I like Calipari, but I can understand why that nigga get fired, too.
Firing Calipari is fired.
Nah, he had to fire himself.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
on a lifetime bro. Deal.
He on a lifetime deal for real?
Yeah, basically.
That's fire.
Rick Pitino did it for years, bro.
Rick Pitino, first of all, disrespect on. He won chips at both places.
Yeah, he is goaded for that, though. He run Kentucky, really.
Yeah, bro.
State of Kentucky, he run Kentucky.
He's not Calipari, though, bro.
No, John Calipari is not Rick Pitino.
No, Calipari is
Rick Pitino has three national championships at three different places.
Rick Pitino,
he sent more people to the league.
Rick Pitino bigger than
he sent more people to the league. The legacy matters.
To the league, of course. He got more lottery picks and stuff. But from a coaching standpoint,
nigga Calipari don't have those type of allegations either.
Yeah, he do. You better go check out UMass and Memphis.
Quit snitching.
You see the 30 for 30.
I think it's snitching.
My fault.
It's the reason why he went to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Y'all out of pocket, man.
No, he's out of pocket, nigga.
Nah, but the NCAA tournament been fun, man. Shout out to my boy Dalton at Tennessee, Daltonette. My boy been averaging like 20. I got them another dub over Texas yesterday.
I seen NC State. Shout out to my boy Jaden.
Shout out to Jaden.
They moving on. That's what's up, Sweet 16.
That's fire.
North Carolina won too. Shout out to the gang.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice
and a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey, man, you know what's funny about North Carolina? They re-brought up that Caleb Love transfer.
Yeah.
Him and RJ Davis out of pocket.
How old is Caleb Love? He's 21.
25.
Damn.
I'm but he been around. That nigga won that championship a couple years ago. Now he had middle school. You know that shit had to be like out of pocket because ain't no way in fuck I put a banner up and I have to transfer.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
Same shit over the Drake and Future, allegedly.
Oh,
but
damn.
Ain't no way in fuck I put a banner up and I have to transfer. That shit is crazy.
That's the part, bro. Go to the league, bro.
Man, why he ain't go to the league?
Yeah, just go to the league.
After they won a national championship, he was tripping anyway.
Yeah, he was wild.
He definitely should have left after sophomore year, for sure.
So he left with a girl?
Allegedly, they had some issues between a girl and teammates. Allegedly.
What's the story? I know she feel good.
They be back at the crib, about 1,000 followers on Instagram, just causing mayhem in the world.
Yes, bro. No, she feel good.
I'm not transferring for no coochie, bro. Mm-mm. That's crazy.
Metro!
That's insane, bro. Who's been one of y'all teams that y'all liked watching?
In the tournament so far? Yeah. NC State been one of my favorites I like so far. They've been getting to it. I like the way they play. Oakland, I fucked with. But, you know what I'm saying? They had a crazy-ass game yesterday. Got them up out of here. That white dude from Oakland, Jack, bro, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he was fucking 25, Kentucky. Ain't he 25?
Close.
Yeah.
You see that? He had the Vegeta boy. Yeah, he's a grown-ass man.
I seen a nigga got an NIL deal right after the game.
That's fire.
That was hard. I was like, damn, he doing commercials in the little hotel conference lobbies and shit. I was like, oh, that's hard.
And all the Louisville fans bought out the Oakland team store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all weird.
Did Purdue win?
Yeah,
but okay. Don't worry. The loss is on the way.
Don't do Big Edie like that. He on a mission and shit.
What mission he on?
They get into the chip.
Oh, he first round then.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
If he get to the chip, they first round.
I think.
Yeah, I know he was close to 25. But yeah, if they get to the chip, he going first round.
Hey, Purdue has the whitest team in America. Shout out to Miles Coburn. They have the whitest team in America. And time they play a team with black guards that can hoop for real, shit get flustered.
Who they play next?
We got to check the bracket out. I did not look. I don't even care. I don't ever expect them to get to the
season. I got Houston. I'll be watching Houston. They some dogs. Damn. Shout out to Coach Sampson, bro. They play so hard.
No, they do.
They inspired me. I pulled out my motherfucking coach's manual and started writing shit down.
They down there like a little ghetto AU team.
Oh God, bro. They play so hard. I started writing down shit, how they play defense.
Call them niggas the hardball.
Nah, for sure, bro.
Hey, I was kind of worried, bro, because when I seen Drake get the jersey, I was like, oh, yeah, I know what that means.
Oh, he picked Houston?
They gave him the jersey last week. I was like, oh, that means Upset City.
Oh, you already know what time it's over with.
You see what he did to Kentucky?
Damn. Metro.
I mean, the way the bracket is all tore up, it looking like my NC boys might slip another one.
Man, they about to fuck around the Fidesa Chip. I was watching that game yesterday. I said, they about to fuck around the Fidesa Chip. I didn't believe in Kansas because they was injured a lot.
Yeah.
All the other top seeds, I did not ever believe in Purdue. I think Houston could match up with y'all. But outside of that, I'm like, it's not too many teams I feel like could go beat North Carolina in a game like that.
Our wings is way better. They
for sure.
They backcourt can compete for sure, though. They got some hounds on defense.
Yeah.
For sure. They can guard like a motherfucker.
I fuck with Dre Wright's comments, not about the Kyle shit, but how he was just like, with the NIL structures and stuff now, there is no way that you can just have a team full of lottery picks, one and done, that's going to actually compete with. He's like, they playing grown-ass men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the age gap between 18 to 21 is big, pause, but 18 to 23, 24, yeah, bro, that's totally different.
Yeah, you in your third year in the league for most players at 24. Almost on your new deal, really, at 24.
Down there about to ink the max if you one of them.
Old boy from Oakland put out Tyler Hero in high school, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Tyler Hero.
It's on his second year, his max deal, basically?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, nigga, I just think it's never age. I'm not putting an age barrier on going to college, of course not. But I'm saying, when you hooping, bro, no way a 24-year-old should be playing against an 18-year-old, bro.
I'm not hooping against a nigga who got a mortgage. Bro.
Like,
yeah, but 24, like, being in college at 24 is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, get your education for sure. But I'm like, damn, bro, you hooping. I just graduated, bro. I just left prom, bro.
Yeah. How is you milking that, though? How are they getting all the way to 24?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does that Kobe year shit work?
Kobe year was just extra year. It didn't count. So,
how you get 6 years? Because he 24.
Yes, bro.
Shit, if he came in at 19, he was a D2, 2 years, transferred. Shit, yeah, that math ain't mathing. I know you got a one COVID year, but you know, sometimes you get that little red shirt year injury. I know they be finessing all that shit, but
one dude was in that motherfucker for 8 years, ain't
he? The nigga who went to Ohio State, Harvard, and Princeton, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Get a job, nigga.
Bro. I mean, I keep doing it too. Like, you getting free education. He probably got, Matt, two doctorates. He probably got all type of shit.
Nah, yeah, that's why I said run it up. But I just think, like, I don't know, bro. You being around them kids is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
You're 26.
You can't even go to parties on campus, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You can't really, like, what are you doing? You're really buying sections, for real.
Yeah, if he smacks if you on in campus, Houston, it's dangerous.
Nigga 26 him. In Houston. Bro, you hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Real shit. And our little cousin might be on the team with and you.
Somebody, like Isaiah or somebody, might go to school at 17.
Yeah, he will.
Now imagine your daughter go to school at 17, nigga 26. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Wow. That's bringing crazy. Him to the crib, saying this is my nigga. It's nuts. It's
wild.
That's even way at out 18, of
he 26, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Fucking.
Yeah, it's not a conversation.
Right. I blame Tiger for that. Whoa. Tiger got a cracking.
Why are we blaming Tiger for that?
Because of Kylie.
So Kylie.
Why Kylie say, man, he the smartest nigga. He getting her now. Oh, when he said that, I said, Dave. That don't sound right, bro.
Kanye is crazy for that.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it, though, but it don't sound right.
No, it don't sound right. Yeah. But see, that's where that building a motherfucker up can bite you in the ass. Pause. Like, because you build a girl up like that, now look at her. She don't want nothing to do with Tiger, bro. She moving around. Yeah,
give me them up, titties though. Back.
Give it, bro.
Her mama built her.
Bro, like her I sister. Told y'all, bro, Kylie Jenner looked like fucking Adam Sandler before the machine.
For sure.
Now also- she is a top tier.
But that's because of her
top tier woman.
Look at her family, though.
The lineage.
Even her daddy different.
She looked like her daddy before the surgery.
Wait, now or the other surgery?
Her surgery. Caitlin on the rebrand. Shout out to y'all pod.
Shout out to Lamar Odom.
That's really happening, y'all.
Hey, Lamar people reached out. Yes, we want the episode. I'm putting it on wax. Make it happen. Yeah, make it happen.
What episode?
Lamar Odom, bro.
Lamar, but
Caitlin. Lamar.
Caitlin or...
I just said Lamar.
I forgot that motherfucking name. What was that? What was his name for real?
Bruce. You should have known. Never mind.
Fucking Bruce. That household is fucked up.
Any nigga named Bruce or Leroy, you can't trust
them. Shout out to my nigga Bruce Johnson, man. That's
my
dog.
That's my cousin. That's my cousin.
Respect.
I trust you, bro.
We love my nigga Bruce.
Y'all got any cousin named Leroy?
Yeah, he probably do.
I do got a cousin named Leroy.
I ain't seen him in 520. What he be on?
He don't come
that's probably Bruce's brother.
Nah.
Respect.
Nah, but I'm saying, though, for real, bro. Tiger really got her cracking. He did, bro.
You can't get her cracking up your sister's Kim Kardashian, bro. Khloe.
She was not a looker. When they first started putting out the Kardashians, bro, that yeah, little was, girl was
but you
weak.
Knew, you knew what she was going to become.
Jeff, hell no. Nah. You didn't look at her was like she was going to be bad, bro.
No, I'm saying.
I fuck with you how you pick them out. No. But goddamn.
I didn't look at them at all. But what I'm saying is. This nigga. I'm talking about, nigga, her sister is Kim Kardashian. You know what the fuck.
She was going to be straight either way. Like, he might have introduced her to the mainstream, but she was.
Hey,
she was
Luis.
No,
before and after.
He can before and after all you want. But you can tell, like, you know. That's like my little brother. If you watch your big brother play basketball all day, eventually you
nigga,
probably
nigga, you
gonna...
talking about a fucking parade McDonald's All-American basketball. Ain't nobody calling Mook cute.
Nah, but I'm saying if your sister no got 1,000 surgeries and people like her, you probably gonna be like, when I get old enough, I'm gonna do that.
Is that the best rebrand of all time?
By far.
Hey.
Y'all are stupid, man.
She was a max player after the rebrand.
She used all her VC.
She was better. Listen, you know how Buddy got those fake shits in his legs? He went from 5'6" to 6'2".
She moving up the draft boards instantly. Because Floyd rebrand, niggas did not care.
Nah,
niggas didn't care.
Nah, didn't at all.
Khloe should have went to the WNBA. She's definitely a favorite player.
She's not. And on that note.
Metro!
Hey, man. Shout out to Jalen Green. Legend.
Metro! Go crazy, King.
The smut that's been put on his name, he's bounced back. Yeah. My nigga killing. The Rockets 10-1. And the second was on the way. Salute, King.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen it was a three. He was having three kids in 1 month.
Yeah, I heard three. I don't know if that's true.
Allegedly.
The second one is official, though.
Oh, he already got one.
Like, this one is, yeah.
So the first
I saw one. What you saw too, but
so she really the first one. Because if it's here already, right?
I don't know if the baby's here.
Oh.
They just, you know, put her up and I think it's kind of like it's agreeing to go.
Yeah. Shout out to Hill, bro.
Sample got cleared.
One on one, for sure.
Have them early then.
Hey, what if now it's a race. Cause who gonna drop first?
Yeah. And who gonna get the biggest bag?
Hey boy, better stay in Texas.
You know they only can get 2,500. I hope he hit him.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I was talking about the taxes, but.
No, the most you can get from child support in Texas is 2,500.
Oh, he's a rocket for life.
Yeah.
Extend me.
One of my OGs told me that when I played in the NBA, he was like, man, you ever want to have some kids, just go to Texas and make sure y'all have sex and it happened in Texas.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It was a player named Roddy Boubois. He even played for the Dallas Mavericks. And that happened to him. A girl tried to take him to court for child support. And it was in Texas, and the most she could get was
$2,500. Niggas is throwing that in booby trap.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
So, Metro.
Nigga, that was kitchen and cocktails meal. They was up.
Yeah, so if he, Jalen Green was, I'm sure he might have been some Cali loving, but he from Cali, right?
Yeah.
Alfredo wasn't in Cali.
Nah.
Alfredo was Texas.
Yeah, keep him in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Keep building the team. If it's just $2,500, because you can afford a young man. Child support is nothing. You are a max player.
But if you move anywhere else, that comma will move.
Yeah. He's rebanding. He's still fried for him and Josh. They still out of pocket.
Insane. Josh Christopher ain't been
released. He had a solid rebrand, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. And his comeback is looking pretty.
No, Diddy, but he had a solid.
Yeah.
He had a solid
rebrand. And look who his coach is. He learned.
Yeah. MSA, but he got clean up.
You learned from the best.
He got clean up.
Say, come on, young man.
Take you under my wing. Show you how to get this done.
We're going to be Rockets for a long time, big dog.
Go ahead, Mike. It's on your mind.
It actually says it's $1,840.
Oh, it got lower?
Oh, that's... Oh, run it up. Build that team now. Jay Green Elite.
The real prolific prep.
Jay Green Elite on the way.
Hopefully, we giving y'all some insight for all you young men who have potential of making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Keeping in Texas, baby.
Yeah, if you want to shoot it up, road trip to Texas.
That is crazy. Some shit out there, man. In Texas, yeah. Wow.
They need to know this information because there's young guys out here. They don't know.
They're out here wilding, man.
Or just don't have the kids.
Shout out to my family. Punch, okay. Damo, Jay. Yeah, get shit cracking, bro. That's crazy.
I hope this information is true. We just fucked somebody's whole finance. On Wikipedia.
Science guy over there.
For real, bro. I was told that, man, you know how it go.
Respect.
One of my old heads, I ain't gonna never shout him out, but he told me that he was like, shit. Baby mama thought she was about to rake up.
But it might also only be after divorce because it says the divorce law states the maximum amount is $1,840 for child support. So Miriam. If he's out here getting them pregnant, I don't know.
Nah, but that's what my old head had told me. And he was like, yeah.
Shout out to the Texas 360.
Yeah, niggas saying that they living it.
Yeah. That's they how I found out. Then right. I seen the Roddy Boubois shit. Then I was like, oh, okay.
Hell no.
Hey, man, did y'all see Jaheim meet and greet?
Why is he even having one of those?
Why he just don't go bald? Somebody say like Stevie Wonder. Oh, shit.
His shit worse. I didn't even put a side by side. A nigga who can't see his hair look better than yours, you out of pocket.
That's still crazy. Stevie Wonder never got to pick out a style. I said, boy, they put them damn beads on you. Like a badass 3-year-old. Fuck, you got these.
Don't do Stevie like that, bro. What? Never mind.
Hey. Now, what'd you say?
No, I ain't doing that.
No, I'm just saying, being blind and growing your hair out is crazy, bro. Just give me a fade.
Yeah, bro. Because then sometimes we're like, hey, man, y'all don't give a fuck about Stevie right now, man.
Right? How the fuck I'm supposed to know what my hair need to be done? At least when I'm getting the fade every 2 weeks, like I know
you feel fuzzy.
Yeah, you cutting my shit. Like, I don't know what my shit looking crazy, nigga.
I'm not.
I've been needing a retwist.
I ain't laughing.
Hey, when I seen Jaheim pose with that lady, I said, "Hey, man, shut this show down." This nigga tried to do the Chris Brown experience with this lady. Looked like she got that fit from Burlington Coat Factory. It just all looked musty, bro.
Well, I'm not doing. I want to see Jaheim perform, though, man. I'm a fan of his music.
Though. Swift. See how much Jaheim costs, man.
The amount of child support in Texas.
Jaheim, you got to give Jaheim 15.
15,000?
Yeah. Nigga.
DJ, I'm telling you.
Probably like 7.
1,500?
He got 4 great songs.
Well, he had backup dancers, so they definitely got to get paid. So
15, bro.
Probably about 10, 12.
Jeff, I don't think they make the tour. I don't think he can accommodate
that. Put my nigga Pimp C on the DJ booth and let throw him a mic. Come on, nigga.
You gotta show like the Jesus high dance. Hey, sing along with me.
I've seen him performing, bro. He had backup dancers, bro.
When did you see this?
Hey, it was on
he did.
He did.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
He did a 1-2 and shit. Yeah. And I was laughing. I'm like, damn, okay, Jaheim, welcome back.
Bring back the Star Quest dancers. I know too much.
He was singing that one time. And whatever it was. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
What's that song called?
I don't know the name of it, but he got like 4. You gotta give
my fabulous. Fabulous.
What's comparable? That or the Nas? I Know I Can.
Which one was better?
Yeah, which one was better?
Woo.
They both annoy me equally, but
I love both of them songs, though.
I don't know.
The radio killed that Jaheim song for me.
Never G-I-P-E-U-P.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song was hard, though.
I fucked with that.
Yeah,
I that was nice. Hard.
Who was better, Jaheim or Jay Holiday?
Jaheim.
Nah, I'm sleep.
Jay Holiday had 2 songs.
Yeah, I got to side with Jaheim on this one.
Nah, It's Yours, Suffocate, and Bed. Give me that over Jaheim.
Nah, bro. I'll put That Woman First.
Nah.
Look where it got him.
Not in Texas.
Hey, something going on in Texas because my nigga Kyrie catching oops again.
Yeah, is the water good?
That was elite, bro.
The water
I said,
good.
That nigga,
man.
Them animals got my nigga springy.
I'm gonna have to try jumping mine tonight. Pause. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That's
crazy. Hitting your girl in the end, this is nuts.
Hitting your girl some Kyrie's is crazy.
Have y'all ever hit something in some shoes, though?
Facts.
He's a dirty nigga.
Well, you just drop your shit outside the car. Y'all got on these Sperry's. Y'all got on these Sperry's.
Hey, what's funny is, there was no type of socket you had on the Sperry's that can hook you.
Hey, well, we used to go to the Vogue on Wednesdays. Nope. I tore some shit out.
In the Polo Skipper seat.
No, but I ain't gonna say y'all names, but nigga, it was so crazy one day. I literally watched one of our niggas break into somebody's car.
It hit something to somebody else's
just
car.
The hoop.
Oh my God.
Nigga didn't grant that file for no reason.
His initials are LB. That's my dog, North Central Legend.
Damn! Hey, he's a. Hey. Hey, you nigga tap in because he dirty as hell.
We was both out there on bullshit.
Hey, what kind of car he break into?
It was like a fucking Toyota Camry or some shit. They was busting windows.
Wait, nigga.
Hey, man, shout out to the Vogue on Wednesdays,
niggas
man.
Can go in on the room.
Yeah. Nigga, that's when, that night, that was your birthday. When I was buying them champagnes, like, we was popping real bottles.
When we poured the champagne over the balcony, and almost got our ass beat.
And Blake poured that bottle on Suave.
I can't believe he called out.
We crazy, can move on, bro. Though.
Oh, man.
Y'all niggas did crack something in y'all shoes before. That's crazy.
Oh. Mm-mm. That's the first time to go. I be only been doing time. I just
hey, the skies are getting them nines off of me.
I beat my kids ass.
Yeah, that's how I get them. I'm quick with them. If you said what time?
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detail inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
What's the worst shoe to have on in that moment that you got to get off quick?
Barclays.
For sure.
Oh, Barclays.
Oh, or the shoes. What's the air? Is that the Pippins? With the big ass arrow on the
side. Yeah.
I be tying my shit up like I'm finna hoop.
Them Barclays, bro.
Nah, them Barclays,
them
nigga.
Them Barclays is like.
You got. And them pennies? Oh, yeah, you gotta keep them on.
Them pennies for sure. You might as well just, jump on in.
Y'all are bad boys. I'm standing up.
I take my socks off and everything.
Oh, wow. Freaky tee.
Nigga, they ain't have no socks on. Nigga,
that's
up?
Crazy.
Socks
you
on.
You gotta keep your socks on, bro. That's crazy, bro.
Nah.
Boy, no socks is tomorrow with for.
You go, nigga, you be going so hard when you get up and be a footprint, a wet footprint.
Damn. Them motherfuckers be sweating. That's crazy. Damn, boy, he's standing on business.
Oh, shit.
Nigga left a footprint in the crowd. I've never heard. And you barefoot.
That motherfucker hardwood.
Damn, Frederick Douglass.
That was it. I think it's how we had Johnny Appleseed feet.
Fuck, you really are a Nigerian.
Mike, don't laugh at that shit, man.
Oh, oh my God.
Don't laugh at this nigga, man.
I'm stupid.
Hey, man. We talked about it for the Patreon, but the Could've Been House is the best shit on earth, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best shit ever.
Hey, man. My little nigga over there, he ain't my favorite no more, man.
The nigga that snitched.
Yeah.
Ugliest rapper alive.
Man, told on the career, bro. You was the accessory. Oh, ass nigga.
He said, where'd you get the tool? Drewski. I said, Jack. But remember, he told him he liked that he was snitching.
Yeah, he did. Drewski, a wild nigga, man.
And man, Nav being on that show is funny as fuck, too, man. Hey, shout out to Drewski, man. This is creating that show like that is fire as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
You know what else show? I mean, I be watching it. I seen the other day. Desi Banks reenacting the 5 Heartbeats, bro. Shit had me in tears.
That's the best shit ever, bro.
Man, he called it that shit.
Man,
Desi told y'all he the GOAT, man, with that, bro.
Yeah.
Desi Banks recreating the old house parties with niggas wearing the... why was niggas wearing wristbands? The headband was iffy. We was nasty for that.
But the wristband with the T was out of pocket.
Crazy. That was some Pike Township shit.
Crazy work. What about niggas all at the door while nigga in there getting it in? Niggas, when he came out.
Oh, yeah, my nigga.
And I remember them days. I see y'all niggas is some wild boys.
The nigga had a plate. The nigga had a plate at the door. Like, hey, this. Oh. Bitch, you about to tap in after a two-piece. You are sick.
Wild boy. This was wild back then, boy.
Oh, I see
another one he had where you pull up to a girl house in the hood and everybody be on the porch.
Nigga.
I remember that. Pulling up to Three Fountains, bro.
Crazy.
Picking up somebody.
Nigga, I pulled up to Spanish Oaks one time.
Xavier, everybody, Chief, all them was out there. I was like, so, boy? Who you picking up, nigga? She, I'm so here. She could walk out. Are you ready? Bitch, hurry up. Let's get in there.
That is crazy. And he be hitting shit spot on. That's why I'm like, damn. Niggas is from Atlanta. And we can relate to that shit. So, I mean, motherfuckers are doing that shit globally.
Hell
bro.
Yeah.
Same mindset everywhere.
And like, I admit, I wasn't the biggest fan of him early on. But the stuff he been on the last, like, especially his last couple months, he been going super crazy. Nah, he been going super crazy. Man. Gotta show respect.
Yeah.
That's funny. Put up a Three Fountains, because if you know who those niggas were he just listed, it's a good thing that you was cool with them.
Yeah, facts. Like, look at this. Who you picking up, nigga? Good times, man.
That's the worst. No, you're coming outside.
Yeah, hurry up, bro. Like, what are you doing? But good times, bro.
Last but not least, hey, man, spending $100K in DoorDash is crazy.
Nuts.
$100K.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Y'all slander me. But I just think that is the funniest shit in the world, bro. I'm sorry, bro. That is the funniest shit in the world, bro.
Oh, I'm not laughing with you, bro. I refuse to laugh at you. I refuse. I'm not.
You made it worse.
Because when I start, when he get to doing the shit he do, I see May say so. He was like, damn, Kim had to let him say it. Because whatever he say before, he about to go crazy. That's what B hit do that first laugh. Before he say the shit, I'm staying out of this.
I'm just saying,
that's
bro.
How I was on the floor. I'm getting part of this shit.
That girl. It's going through it over there. For you to be ordering roof crits, the DoorDash is crazy.
I'm not doing this shit. Mike, no.
I just want to see the addresses because they weren't all his house. He was going fucking bananas. That nigga fed the hood off the strip.
Why he doing it, though? Because it would be here. Go ahead.
Because she didn't know what was going on. I told y'all. Hey, man. Hey, man. God bless her, man. God bless her.
Who y'all talking about?
Hey.
Shout out to Wendy Williams, man. Shout out to Wendy Williams, man. Hey, before we get out of here, I got to send a get well soon to Big Sean because he dropped a single on Friday and nobody gave a flying fuck.
Damn, he dropped a single?
Yeah, you didn't hear it.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Was it decent, though?
No.
Damn. I like Big Sean, though. He was one of my guys, man. I used to fuck with Big Sean. His music was fire, bro.
I did, too. Dude, he got classic types, too. But, shit, time has passed.
Yeah. He took too long to drop, bro. I think he had, like, anxiety or some shit. He was talking about depression or something.
Yeah. His era is just tough.
It was.
Growing up with Kendrick, I'm saying, like, niggas weren't grown. But I'm just saying, coming up with Kendrick, Drake, and Cole is
And niggas don't even, as successful as Wale is not in them conversations either.
Yeah.
And Wale got slaps.
But Big Sean was successful. He was the biggest artist on good music, so.
He bigger than Chains?
He was then, when they was on there. He was, bro. Chains, when they was on good music, Chains was just doing a bunch of features and shit.
Yeah, and for sure, Big Sean was successful. Yeah. I think that Kanye shit made it worse, though. When he came out, when he was spazzing, he was like, he was the worst investment I ever had.
Yeah.
I think that kind of made things worse, because people just stopped liking Big Sean just because it was cool to do. But then, Ye talking about it and other niggas kind of like doing that to him kind of made it worse. But that's crazy, bro.
Damn, y'all used to like Big Sean, man.
Detroit is classic. Finally Famous Volume 3 classic. Like, yeah. Sean got
Big
shit.
Sean can go on a run.
Yeah, Finally Famous was fire.
He wants to go on a tour. Oh, somebody bring him here. Motherfuckers will slide, bro.
But he can't headline the tour right now. Which that don't always matter.
But I'm saying, if somebody booked him,
he probably had to come
good.
To the Vogue.
Yeah,
he like
he can do all national.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Hell nah, bro.
What?
He gotta do Vogue.
Hell nah, T. You wildin', bro.
You put him in the big three already. He thought it was in that big three, but he with Cuban now.
Nah, bro.
He with me, nigga. I'm about to pick him up.
Nah, bro.
Y'all the backcourt?
Yeah, he gonna announce me when we come out.
Putting Big Sean at the Vogue is nuts.
He at the Vogue, bro.
No, bro, because you got to give him like 50 or 60.
Thousand?
Yeah. I mean, he still
you
got...
ain't giving Big Sean a dub.
So what's how many old national fit?
I don't know, but more than fucking the Vogue.
Yeah, Vogue is probably like
10,000.
Yeah, you can put Big Sean in old national for sure.
Probably get 10,000.
You got to get your money back some way.
I don't know if he can get 10,000 in that.
I don't know if it's going to be 50.
In that. 10,000 people for Big Sean and that, because we ain't going to go.
It's Midwest, though. He'll still get love out here.
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, he'll still get love out here. Close.
But we wouldn't go. We'd be like, damn, Big Sean here? That's cool.
I'll go.
We'd think about it.
If I knew what he was performing, like how they be sending the list.
Oh, if I knew the set list, I'm sliding.
Yeah,
for sure.
The set list is crazy.
But just off the strip?
That's very important.
Off the dribble? No, sir.
Like, I don't want to go hear him do his new album because it's no disrespect. I'm just not tapped in.
Yeah.
But if he, like, we doing a Detroit run or...
Oh, if a nigga's doing...
niggas is sliding, bro.
Yeah, if he said I'm doing my... what's that? My shit?
What, Finally Famous?
Nah, the hardest album he got.
That's Scott Paradise?
Yeah, I got it. Nah, if he doing that album, fuck with it.
Spend the whole tape. I'm pulling up.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Sean.
Shout out to Big Sean, man.
It was one of my favorite, man. He got to get back to that shit.
But you know what? It's kind of like how we talk about with basketball. We can't expect niggas to be elite for 10, 13 years. Like, some niggas be cold for a time period, and we just got to accept that other niggas just cold. Like, Drake, cold. Them niggas generational talents.
Yeah.
Can't be mad at Big Sean for having a 10-year run.
Nah, he not. I think he just, like, took a hiatus at the wrong time.
He also got genetic, too, so I don't blame him.
Respect to his choice.
Not the lineage.
I got in trouble for the last time I gave somebody some love. So
that boy at least died. That boy, she got the remote at that motherfucker.
My nigga got
the humblest.
My fucking legs started shaking. I said, Janae, fuck. Hey, I just said he picked the right one. But anyway.
Hey, man, we gonna get out here when we get to even more trouble. Appreciate y'all rocking with us.
Hold on. I'm about to say something about him.
Go crazy.
Yeah, I forgot. Damn.
I was trying to stall you out.
Nah, don't stop me out, Debo. I was about to say something about Janae. Damn, I can't remember, man. Shout out to Big Sean, man. Fuck. Hope he doing well.
Get well soon.
T-shirt's on the way, baby.
I'm about to ask you about Wale.
Yeah.
Does he make the best R&B rap music? Because it's like, no way that his... Like, right now, at this time, he should be, like, popping again.
Wale make the best R&B rap music.
Yeah, because he got all them fire ass songs with all them singers. I feel like this is like a time where you need a Wale right now. He should just drop. Like,
yeah. He gave us too much too soon, though.
That's crazy. No Diddy that.
Yeah,
that's
pause. But I'm sad.
No Diddy is way funnier than pause, by the way.
No, for sure. But he didn't like keep going. Like, he took a break like Big Sean.
I think his music situation, I think probably both of them too, their business behind the music probably wasn't as likable as it was. Only thing I think with Wale is kind of tough is that, but he do Wale Mania. Like, he doing other stuff that's just as impactful as music, and he probably feel like he ain't got his just due for music. Because like you said, we can sit here and name a whole bunch of cold Wale songs, and especially in that particular lane, in the new era R&B artists, he would go crazy
that's
in that
what
shit.
I was thinking, like,
it's just really him and Drake to do shit like that consistently, though.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, all the new R&B girls that dropped, and I'm like, damn, that should be Wale.
A Wale verse would be fire on that.
Come on, man. But that's just me. But we can get out of here if y'all ready.
For sure. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, shit. My niggas, we back next week. You know what it is, Club 520. Shop club520.com. Get you some merch. We'll be out here next week.
Yeah, don't DoorDash it.
Atlanta. Pull up. We be in town Saturday. Pull up on us,
man.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
The link will be dropping this week. Hopefully, they get it up by Wednesday. So, if not, I'll tap y'all in for sure.
Pull up, man.
And if you don't get it, just hit him at Out the Pearl. He's on Instagram. He's going to make sure you get in.
Yeah, they don't be answering the DMs, man. I got y'all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I got y'all, man.
My niggas. Peace.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I've been.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.